Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Kirk Dorn, and here's what's happening. The first heat wave of the season will start tomorrow, bringing temperatures to near the 100-degree mark for several days in a row. Health officials are already preparing for the extreme weather, and they're sharing tips on how to stay cool. KYW's Sunny Morgan has the story.
Montgomery County already declared a code red emergency, and Philadelphia is set to follow suit with their heat health emergency. James Garrow from the city's public health department says during the emergency, the city will open cooling sites at libraries and recreation centers.
And those will be open to anyone. Come in, get access to the air conditioning, hop in the pool for a little bit, anything to bring down your temperature and help keep you safe.
The city also partners with the Philadelphia Corporation for Aging on their heat line, where anyone can call if they have questions about dealing with the heat or to get help for a neighbor. Starman says if you have to be outside, take plenty of breaks in the shade and drink lots of water.
Try to avoid being outside during the hottest parts of the day, in the afternoon and early evening.
Garrow has specific advice for those who only have fans at home.
If you do only have fans, to make sure you have your windows open. That'll help bring in any cool air that's outside and keep your house from essentially turning into an oven and actually making it more dangerous.
Meantime, the cleanup from Thursday night storms goes on. Trees and power lines were knocked down all over our area, leading to hundreds of thousands of outages. PECO reports just over 50,000 customers still without power. KYW's Nigel Thompson tells us there's still a ways to go.
After announcing Friday morning that it would no longer provide estimated power restoration times due to the volume of people affected after Thursday's storms, PECO is back to providing them as of Friday evening. Some of the estimated times, however, don't have customers getting power back until Monday evening. The number of customers affected peaked close to 300,000 Thursday. Of those still impacted, most are focused largely in Chester County and further south, which saw a tornado warning last for around half an hour Thursday. The vortex came and left fast, but left a lot of damage in its wake. Candace Taylor was at work in Ballow when parts of her office building's roof blew off.
You know, there were only a few of us in, and we heard a loud bang, and, you know, all of a sudden, the roof partially blew off.
No one was hurt, but Taylor said the back window of someone's car in the parking lot blew out in the storm.
It's just a mess over here in the parking area.
South Broad Street is closed off for most of today as the Avenue of the Arts plays host to a block party for Wawa Welcome America. The event includes artists, musicians, and food trucks lining the streets. Music will be running all day with performances from Broadway shows visiting Philly next season, along with local musicians and DJs. And don't worry about the heat. Drinks are available. They're plentiful for sale there. And, of course, Rita's Water Ice will be available. Also, spaces for kids, animal lovers, and soccer fans. Sesame Place will be giving away books, and the Philadelphia Union are raffling off a signed jersey. From alligators to horses and everything in between, it was a busy week for the Animal Care and Control Team, also called ACT Philly, in Philadelphia. KYW's John McDevitt reports.
On Wednesday, ACT Philly officers were called to assist in an eviction situation in Strawberry Mansion. A small alligator and a husky were left behind in the residence. Sarah Barnett is the CEO at ACT.
Alligators are illegal to own in Philadelphia. You know, folks will say, well, you can have them in Pennsylvania, and depending on what county you're in, what city, what ordinances apply, you know, there is no state law preventing you from having an alligator. But in Philadelphia, there are ordinances that make it illegal to have an alligator.
Placement for the alligator was found at a partnering rescue that specializes in reptiles. The dog is at ACT and up for adoption. On Thursday, a horse and pony were found unattended on a tennis court in Germantown. They were removed. The owner tracked them down and was unaware that they had to be licensed.
We really hope that people will take the time to get them licensed, because that licensing allows us to ensure that they are meeting certain requirements as well regarding they're very bare minimum requirements, but at least some requirements regarding their care and the environment they stay in.
Penn Museum's outdoor summer concert series returns, and with it, live music and a chill al fresco atmosphere. KYW's Sherrod A. Howard has the details on the plan they call Garden Jams.
We like to say on Wednesdays we jam.
Tina Thomason and her team at the Penn Museum are gearing up for summer evenings of music with local bands in their Stoner Courtyard.
Starting July 9th to July 30th, we'll have four concerts in the garden every Wednesday night.
The first band will be the West Philadelphia Orchestra, and guests can stroll through the galleries and maybe have a cocktail or two.
There's a garden bar, food trucks, vendors. It's a rain or shine event.
And they have only one request, a single rule.
We just asked 21 and older to drink at the bar, but bring your families, bring your dogs, bring your friends, bring everyone. It's going to be a great time.
Thank you, Sherrod A. Howard. And that's the All Local. I'm Kirk Dorn. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.